Chapter 62. Amanda. Billy and Amanda got up from their table and left the restaurant. As they walked to the car, Billy made a call.
Dr. Marin, it's Billy Cameron. I've found Ruth. She's at an address in Brooklyn. I'm going to send you the address now via text. Can you meet me there right away? As I said, I think she's a danger to herself and others. Please, doctor.
They got into Billy's car. He put the key in the ignition and ended the call.
The doctor is going to meet us there. If she has had a relapse, he needs to be taken into custody, officially, before she is readmitted to Kirby. So he's going to ask NYPD to accompany him.
He's bringing the cops? Asked Amanda.
He has to. No choice. It's all part of the regulations, so he says. That's okay. I don't care. We just have to make sure he sees her.
What do you think she'll do when she sees the doctor?
Who the hell knows? She can pass in normal society, but we both know she's homicidal. I just hope the doc sees it too. Look, this could be dangerous. I think it would be better if I dropped you off somewhere.
Are you kidding me? I need this. I might be arrested at any moment, and if I'm going to spend my life in jail, then I'm going to make sure the cops know her part in this. I don't have a choice. I'm coming with you. Billy hit the accelerator, turned the car out of the parking space and into traffic. Cars behind had to brake, and some stood on their horns. Billy gunned the engine, handed the newspaper to Amanda.
Put that address into the satellite navigation and buckle up.
Amanda put on her seatbelt, ran her hands over her face. She knew this was her only chance to catch this woman. There was no avoiding Pharaoh forever. And now she had a story to tell him, one that could help explain her actions, make sense of them. In the end, she just defended herself. But that was only half the story. She still had to tell the truth about why she'd been there in the first place. If anyone would believe her, it would be Pharaoh. With trembling fingers, she typed the address into the navigation screen on the dash. It bleeped, then threw up a route.
This says we'll be there in 20 minutes, just before 8 o'clock, said Amanda.
I just hope we get there before she does something stupid. She could be lining up another victim as we speak, said Billy.
The pitch of the engine increased as Billy depressed the accelerator further and started weaving in and out of traffic.